Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 63 of the Hughes Sports Podcast. I am your host, Jake Hughes, alongside the old man who's taken a nap, I think. Old man, how the hell are you doing today?
I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
Because I don't think the Canucks are doing what they need to do, Jake.
Well, I mean, they're playing a hockey game right now, or just about to play a hockey game. I think that's what they need to do. They just need to play more hockey.
Play more hockey. Okay, let's do that.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're not going to play hockey. I don't think anyone wants to see us play hockey.
God, no. God, no. Hell no.
So other than being sad, how the hell are you doing today?
I'm good. Lack of sleep, I think. I think the two of us is going to be an episode.
This might be a loopy show.
Just heads up, everybody. Jake and I went to the Flames game last night. I got tickets from my work, and we went to the Flames game last night. And of course, it makes it for a late night. And it was darn near, it was almost 11 o'clock by the time I got home, I think.
I was about 10 minutes after you, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just looked over and saw the inside of Mullet Arena, and I'm pretty sure the amount of people that listen to our show could fill the arena better than the Arizona Coyotes.
I meant to mention that last night to you, speaking of crowds. I was really surprised by how many people were at a Flames game, considering they're like 0% chance of making the playoffs. I know they're not mathematically eliminated yet.
No, I think last night with a Vegas win and they lost, I think that's a mathematical elimination.
But there was a ton of people. It was a good atmosphere.
It was a good atmosphere until 7 minutes to go in a one goal game.
Well, but that's Calgary.
We've talked about it before. We're not gonna beat a dead horse with a stick that's been used many times.
The saying is supposed to be you don't feed a dead horse, not beat.
You don't beat a dead horse.
Beat a dead horse.
Why would you feed a dead horse? Both of them seem pretty stupid.
You wouldn't beat a live horse.
I feel like I beg to differ. There's a lot of people who beat up horses.
Wow. Like I say, folks, this show is going to be loopy.
I'm just throwing it out there. As we mentioned off the top, the Canucks are playing the Arizona Coyotes tonight. So I don't know about the old man, but I have the game on the screen next to me. So as things happen, if anything major happens, we'll share it. Hopefully the game doesn't start nearly as bad as it did last night against the Golden Noodles. I didn't actually have that... in our rundown, but that is probably something we should start with, is talking about the game last night with the Vegas Golden Knights.
The Golden Noodles.
As the old man mentioned, we were both at a hockey game, meaning we did not get to see the game. However, that is a game I'm glad we didn't have to watch.
Sorry, I'm just setting up the hockey game here. Yes, it was. If I'm looking down, folks, that means I'm watching the game. I didn't watch and I didn't listen to, I listened to very little. I did try to put a ear pod in.
Yes.
And watch the game and listen to a game. I'm too old for that stuff, man. I was like, nope, I can't do it. God can't do it. So I stopped.
It worked pretty well.
No, couldn't do it.
I was able to follow the game. You will also complain that there was no live commentary for where we were sitting. It was hard to see on the front. Yeah, I'm not saying you're the only one. I'm just saying you wanted live commentary.
We did have live commentary.
We did have live commentary. You're not wrong. We just needed better live commentary.
There was a young fellow behind us that had
wanting players to play hard and play physical and get in deep and play hard and be physical and get in deep and get in there, boys, and play physical and get in deep.
He was obviously he was on the spectrum, I'll say, I'm guessing, of some sort. And he was having fun.
It got annoying after a little while, but he was having fun and that's all that matters.
Yes, he was having a good time.
So let's run through
easy for you to say.
Let's run through the show today pretty quickly so we can get to watching hockey and I can go to bed.
So this is going to be a short show? Is that what you're saying?
I make no guarantees. Every time I've claimed we're going to have, I'm going to have a short show, we go like an hour and 30. So since the last time we talked, the Canucks have done it. They have officially clinched. They're a 100-point team. And now everyone's questioning if we are actually good enough to be first in the Pacific or if we're good enough to even win a first round.
No. What people are questioning.
100% the narrative coming out of last night from Canucks Twitter is we're going to get swept in the first round. We're going to get Wyatt in the Stanchies yesterday put out, it's a possibility that we could get waffle stomped in the first round.
Waffle stomped?
That's literally the words he used. And I remember it because I was like, that's a fucking great terminology that I want to use more.
We're going to use waffle stomp more.
Waffle stomp. That's the wording he used.
Wyatt, we're stealing your word. And we're going to have you on the show to explain yourself before the playoffs start too, young fella.
You can't promise that. The playoffs are coming up quick here. We only got two more shows until the playoffs start.
Really?
We got this show. We got next week's show, the 10th. We got the 17th. And then the playoffs, or the last day of the season is the 18th. So the show on the 24th
might not
before the playoffs.
And I doubt it's during the playoffs either. He might be a little busy.
A little busy. But we...
Uh-oh.
Here.
I'm not.
We can hear you fine.
Okay, good. As long as you can hear me, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. Just keep talking. That's what I do. So you brought up to me that you were concerned.
Careful how you phrase this.
About Canucks being able to compete with the elite teams.
With the way they're playing right now.
But it's not the playoffs.
I know it's not the playoffs, but they haven't shown in the last 2 months since the All-Star break.
Yep.
That they can compete, that they can be called one of the best.
Sure they can. They're the second team to clinch a playoff position.
But that was because of what they did in the first part of the season.
And who have we been missing since the All-Star break?
We're still missing him.
And he's going to be back he's going to be back before the end of the season. Demko will be back before the end of the season.
I hope so. You're only 31. You're just a young.
I've been dealing with 31 years of disappointment from this goddamn team.
I've almost doubled that, my friend. Doubled.
Well, that's not my fault that you're old.
I have been through hell and back with this team.
Two riots.
Every time we have success, we have failure.
Well, I mean, we did get the Olympics, and then we had to riot. So, you know, it balances it out.
Yeah, everything's balanced in the universe.
It has to be.
Has to be. Gotta be. I'm just worried. I guess you always want to be, you always want to, sorry, I was reading the comments. It's like a squirrel, eh? I'm talking away. I'm blah, 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 blah. Somebody commented.
And then, something shiny.
I always feel like you should be playing your top, top, top game going into the playoffs. Not trying to come out of a, I'm not even going to call it a slump, Jake, because it's not a slump at all. It's a, what is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Like,
well, we're not playing.
It is a slump.
We're not playing to the same as good as we did in the first 30 games. I don't know what the record is. I'll say in the first 40 games.
Yep, that's 100% fair.
Right. It worries me. Just and it the only reason it worries me is because it's this team.
That's fair.
And this team abuses me on a regular freaking basis. Every year, over and over, they tease me. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do it. Come on, come on. Kick the football. It's like freaking Charlie Brown and Lucy.
I was like, what are you talking about? Kick the football. I got it now. We got there.
Can I say bitch on?
You just did, so.
Oh, okay. She was. She pulled that ball away every freaking time.
You think he would learn after about her. After about 30 years of, oh, how is that not a penalty, ref? How is that not a penalty?
I'm not watching anymore.
She loves just got ran. I'm at a loss of words on how that wasn't considered a penalty.
And folks, this is how this episode's going to go because Jake's not paying attention.
I'm 100% paying attention to two things at once a lot better than you are.
I just turned the game back on so now I can see it. I'm hoping for the best, preparing my soul for the worst. I'm not sure if we're live. Can someone tell me? We're still live, apparently. Hi, folks. I told you it was going to be one of those episodes. Jake fell away. It wasn't me. Apparently, I hope I didn't swear too much. I guess with my internet, I can't have the game on and do this.
Well, I think that was an error with Restream.
Oh, do you?
Because we both lost connection at the same time.
Oh. Cool. Well, I wonder if we're lucky we didn't go dead.
We are very lucky because we almost did because I almost had to refresh it and then you left as I was about to refresh it, which would have killed the stream. But we're good.
We're good. Back. We're good. Folks, don't go anywhere.
I was just reading the comments. Can you hear the old man now?
Jake's gone. He's back.
I'm back, but there was an old man.
Can you hear me?
I can. I read can't. Don't worry about me. I can't read today. It's fine.
There you go.
What were we talking about? I lost it completely and started panicking.
And you just stared at me blankly, and I was like, what part of that didn't you understand?
No, I was 100% speaking and then panicking because I got an oops, lost connection thing pop up on my screen.
Oh, no. What I was saying was I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing my soul for the worst.
So what is the worst? Is the worst a four game loss?
Yes.
Or is the bottom of the barrel worst?
Yes.
But is the preparing for the worst still a first round exit?
Yes.
I get it. I do. I get it. If you told me a year ago, that we would make the playoffs. That would be a great year. If we made one round in the playoffs and played five games, that's great.
That's with the way they've played this year, but do you not agree that you got to make it to the second round to call this a success?
I don't know that anymore. This team has so many deficiencies and everything went very well. Making it to making it as a 100-point team with this roster is an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah. This season's going to go down as one of my favorites because it was so unexpected.
100%. It's not like the 2010-2011 where
we expected
that was a buildup of many years of a great team.
Exactly.
Of a good team transforming into a great team.
This one came out of the blue.
This is
in green.
An average team. This was an average team that blossomed into a great team.
Yes. Yes.
And I was looking at stats here. I pulled up the stats against each division. We really suck against the Pacific and Central. I wish we were playing more games against the East in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because against the Atlantic, we have a 78.1 point percentage. And against the Metropolitan, 65.6. But even still, in the Pacific, which is Pacific and Central, like Pacific, we have a 63.6%. And in the Central, 61.9 point percentage.
Oh, okay.
So we're still doing great.
Yes. That's what I mean. It's hard. I mean, it's we've kind of let off the gas, but we're still climbing the hill.
And that's where I think that it's hard to dictate what success is in this case, because there's so many moving pieces and parts. Like,
yeah,
we go through slumps of one win and two losses, and we're like, that's it, the team's bound for failure. And then we'll go 3-1 in a week, and all of a sudden it's everything's happy and hunky-dory.
It's what did we go this week?
We went 1-2, one win, two losses.
That 9-game homestand.
Yep.
What was our record on that? I meant to look it up before I came on, and I didn't.
Let me look back here. So the 9-game homestand, we won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we went 5-4.
5-4.
5-4.
Not the greatest. 500 hockey. Give or take a game.
Yep. But
I expected them to go 7-2.
Well, you needed them to go 9-0 to hit your absurd record. Prediction. But as we have up on the bottom here, starting today, the Canucks would play Nashville if the playoffs started.
And that's what I want.
That would be the ideal case.
Well, last tonight week, you said that you didn't want them. You wanted to play Vegas.
Yeah, not after seeing the way Vegas absolutely figured out the puzzle that is the Vancouver Canucks last night.
Well, yeah.
Like, absolutely just destroyed. Like, it looked like, I don't know if you went back and watched any of the highlights.
None.
It literally looked like the Vegas Golden Knights came out, played one period against a junior team, and then said, okay, haha, it's okay, kids. We'll make it competitive, because they didn't need to anymore.
I mean, they scored 4-0 in the first.
No.
Did we get one?
We had one in the first period.
Right. We got one in the first, one in the second, and one in the third. Yeah. They're 4-1-1.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have games like that. It's an 82-game series. Our season, you're going to have games like that.
100%.
Let's just make sure they aren't in the playoffs, please.
Also, like, and I know it's probably me trying to put a positive spin on things, but how much of this comes down to we're kind of just coasting? Like, President's Trophy doesn't mean anything. No one cares about the President's Trophy, and that's a conversation for another time. Winning the regular season means absolutely nothing in North American sports.
No.
How much of this is, guys, we don't need to push ourselves 100% of the time.
I said it earlier. I'm like, are they coasting? I said this weeks ago. Do you remember this? Are they coasting? Have they let their foot off the gas? A little bit, just enough to keep the ball rolling up the hill.
And, I mean, they've been kind of rotating through defensemen, letting people get some rest.
Yeah.
There's also rumors that Pettersson is playing through something, because he wasn't at practice on Saturday, but still played Sunday.
Yes.
So there's all sorts of different things that players playing through, some nagging, small nagging things. Just, again, you don't need to go balls to walls anymore. You've locked up a playoff spot. All you need to do is make sure you stay ahead of Edmonton.
God damn.
Because that April 15th game, what day is that that you're going to the game?
The 14th?
13th. That's shaping up to be a pretty important game. Almost as important as tonight is. That's where I was going before the internet cut me off here.
Oh, okay.
Instagram cut me off. Tonight is one of the most important nights in finishing against the finishing in playoff standings.
Why?
If Edmonton loses and the Canucks win, we have like a 70, I think, based off of Dom Lecision's model, a 72% chance of finishing first in the league. If we win tonight and Edmonton loses. If we lose tonight and Edmonton wins, Edmonton has a 66% chance of, of winning first in the Pacific. If both teams win, things stay the status quo, and I think it's like a 40% chance that the Canucks finish first. Or 50%
Edmonton chance. Is losing right now 1-0 to the Stars with 4 minutes left in the first period.
Yeah, so that's the result we want. We can just wrap that game up. Dallas can put a little pretty bow on it. They can do us a big favor.
Come on, Dallas.
But with that being said, there's a high likelihood of Dallas wins. We're not finishing first in the West, which means we might only have home ice advantage for the first round of the playoffs. And I mean, that's quite a big difference for us this year.
It would be nice to have a home ice advantage, but as they say, you still got to win on the road to be able to win the big one.
Yep. Cause our home record right now is 25-9-4, giving us a 71.1% point percentage. Our road record is 21-12-4. Giving us a 62.2% point percentage.
So 10% difference.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. One game at a time.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do, and it's...
But in your words, you're good with going out in the first round.
I'm not saying I'm good with going out in the first round. I'm saying, how can you not...
What did he say?
How can you not declare it a success?
I said this season will be a success. The playoffs will be a bust.
So, but then how would you rate the overall, if you can't break it into two pieces here.
I did.
You can't.
I just did. Don't tell me I can't.
2023-24 Vancouver Canucks. If they lose in the first round, is that a success or is that a failure?
Failure. I have to say it. They got to make it past the first round.
The problem is I agree with you, but I'm having a hard time justifying it to myself.
They have to make it past the first round. It's funny. I look up at the chat and I see Jeff McCleary back from Mexico. He had to give his liver a rest. Silovs? Is that how you say the...
She loves.
Is that our goalie? He doesn't look out of place.
No, he doesn't.
No, I think he's a gold. I think he's a goaltender of the future for us. Insanely good.
Yep. I mean, last year he brought Latvia their first ever double IHF medal.
Yeah.
In Latvia. In
juniors.
No. It in the World Championships.
Oh, right. Yes, he did. Yeah.
In which he beat Casey DeSmith.
Right.
In Team USA. So
yes.
It's nice that he's getting kind of a test here in games that do meet. Like, it's sure he's getting a test against Arizona, and it's Arizona.
But he got tested. Who did he play the other night?
Anaheim. Not much better than Arizona.
True. who was that? In case you're not watching and you're wondering why we all paused, both Jake and I paused, it's because there was like a paragraph written in the freaking chat that we both.
This is why I normally have the chat off, because it, especially when I'm tired, I can't. I'm watching the hockey game and I'm having a conversation. I can't also read something.
It's like, I think not good with them losing the first. Yes.
Okay, are you going to read the whole comment? Not everyone can see them.
Oh, why don't I do this then?
Well, even still, you might want to read the comment because...
Bink. D says, I think not good with them losing in the first round. Would be sad if they didn't win the cup. But I also think it's a success to make it to the playoffs considering Canucks history.
And that's...
I totally agree.
And that's exactly where I'm looking at it. And that's why I have a hard time calling it a failure if you don't make it past the first round. But it's also... Like, the way they've played, you need to make it to the second round. Like, it is a disappointment, but I don't know if it's a failure. And I think that's adding a disappointment buffer in between success and failure.
It's because they played so effing well.
And...
So how can you call that a disappointment if they played so freaking well?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's interesting. This arena still looks wild to me, by the way.
The long-haired arena?
The mullet arena. Well, it's short in the front. Business in the front, party in the back.
That's what he said.
It's absolutely wild. The Canucks only have 3 shots, by the way, over halfway through the first period against Arizona, and we've had a power play.
Wow.
Something that needs to be talked about, and again, I didn't put it in the rundown because I was tired. What is our power play not doing that it was doing?
Shooting the puck? I don't know.
Is it that simple? Because that's what it feels like, but I'm not an expert.
It seems like it.
Like, they're looking for a perfect pass and a perfect play. And, like, we scored 3 in the last 2 games, I believe.
Yeah, because that one game we went 2-for-4, I think.
That was against Anaheim.
Yeah.
But Dakota Josh was beautiful between the legs goal. God, that was something beautiful.
It's
something fantastic.
Yes.
Is it as simple as putting Joshua up on the top power play unit?
Is it? I don't know.
There's too many variables to say one thing or the other, but.
Yeah, it's. Did they change something on a part of their game that was extremely successful in the beginning of the year? What did they change? I don't know. Nobody, and you know what? I listened to a lot of sports talk during the day, both from, of course, my buddy Rod, and then our friends over at S&P, Sakaris and Price. And then I've been picking up other ones as well. And everybody's saying the same thing. What went wrong?
There's no answer. Like, it's not like they changed up the lines. It's not like they have changed up the lines, but... Taking a Kuzmenko off and putting on anyone, like right now, Hoglander's out there on the top line, and he deserves to be there.
Was Kuzmenko that important to the power play?
No,
no.
He was off the top unit long before he got traded, and we were still successful on the power play.
Exactly, exactly.
So I can't answer
the question. The experts can't answer the questions. Could you hear the dogs barking?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
No, I'm just telepathic and know when my dog's barking, so that's why I barked. Speaking of Dakota Joshua, I posted from our AFP analytics, which I have loved what they have put together. They have used all sorts of fancy dancy maths and science to put these things together. I put out to project the contracts or the next contracts of restricted free agents and UFAs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And they also share, like, once a player signs, they also share their length error, their percentage of error, and their cap hit error. So
cool.
They're actually able to go in and, like, make adjustments based off, like, if they are, all of their projections are off by 5%, the next year they'll go in and start updating it with that 5% difference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I picked out two and I put a poll out onto Twitter or X or whatever it is you want to call it.
The Twitter machine.
Dakota Joshua, 3 years at $3,001,000, $979 per year. Or which one would you take? Dakota Joshua, 3 years, $3 million. Or Philip Hronek, 7 years, $8.4 million. I'm rounding. What do you say? For those who didn't see your tweet, because I'm going to hold you to what you said.
Did I answer it?
You hate when you agree with me, is what you said. And I said, Joshua is more valuable to the Canucks long term, and I'd be wanting to sign him longer than the 3 year projection.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think Philip Hronek is very, very valuable.
Can we sign them both?
I mean, technically, yes, but then you're not dealing with a lot of cap space to sign everyone else you need to.
How much cap space do we have at the end of the season? Is that out there?
It's out there. I can find it. It's, it is next year. We will have projected cap space, and this is all based off of an $87.5 million cap. We'll have $24 million, and needing to sign about 12 players.
Wow. Sorry, I'm just gonna just because this one is very, very, very good point. So Jeff McCleary, home from. Did I mention he's home from Mexico to give his liver a rest?
You might have already mentioned that, yeah.
If you follow Jeff on Facebook, you can always tell when he's in Mexico. We'll just leave it at that. Their PP has been the same all year. The other teams can read it now, and it's easier to defend against. Good point. Like a very, very valid point. People are seeing what they're doing.
But so the problem is that on your coaching staff, you have two of the best power play players in Canucks history, if not top five in the NHL, in the Sedins.
Yeah.
Who have been seen on the ice multiple times working with the power play units.
Yeah.
Do they not see that is there not enough changes being made? Is there, like, there's all sorts of different things that we could be looking at that are they trying to tweak too much and causing indecision for the players not to shoot?
Well, and I mean, when your top guy goes invisible a lot of the time, being Peterson, don't you slam your fist at me.
5-on-5 since the All-Star break. When Pettersson is on the ice, we have scored 10 goals. The opposition has scored 5. How can you tell me that he's not doing his job?
5-on-5 in how many games?
26.
We've scored 10 goals.
But you don't need to be scoring 26 goals. That's not feasible for any player. I know he was on that. I know he was on that pace for a long time of this in the season. But we all knew there was regret. But there was regret. We knew from I've been saying it since November. Regression is going to hit this team. This is what regression is.
Regression. Is that like a slump?
No, it's coming back to reality. It's going back to, like, you're not going to be able to maintain a 22% team shooting percentage.
So when we're looking at the overall picture, the way you're saying it is, of course, our power play is going to slow down because we couldn't keep that pace.
Not to this degree, no. I literally just said 5-on-5. I didn't say anything about the power play.
But when he goes silent on the power play, that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
You're the one who brought up 5-on-5. I was talking about the power play.
You said when our star goes invisible on the team.
We were talking about the power play.
I'm going to throw things at you through the TV screen.
Were we not talking about the power play?
We're talking about the Vancouver Canucks as a whole.
Folks, help me out here. Jake's tired. He's grumpy. I don't know what your mom's talking about anymore. Anyway, you made me lose my total train of thought.
When Pettersson's invisible on the power play.
Yes. He was scoring a ton of goals. Pettersson-Mila. Right? He's trying to prove me wrong again, folks. This is what he does all day. All day.
I just use stats. That's all I do. I just look at numbers. I look at numbers. I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
So he's got 84 points.
Yep.
How many of those would you think are power play points?
30.
29.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So is that too low? Do you want him to be scoring 50% of his goals on the power play?
You're just making shit up now. You're just pulling shit out of your ass and you're making shit up and you're not listening.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, in the beginning of the season, he was scoring goals on the power play. Now, he's not. Do we agree or do we disagree?
I don't know. How come your
name's Kevin Old Man Hughes?
Just the internet. The internet's really fucking with us today. We're already tired and the internet's fucking with us. It's because I look over and I'm like,
why are they calling you old man?
I'm irrationally angry for no reason. So the internet has dubbed me the old man for the night.
There we go. Moving forward. Oh, I can't do this part.
Well, you can do this part. You just don't know how to do this part.
This part?
It's time for the old man predictions. How well did he do? Do-do-da, do-dee-do.
Do-do-dee, do-I.
Correct, it is time for the old man predictions. How well did he do? Do-dee-da, do-dee-do. And his official. The predictions he started making, or the prediction he made way back in February, I want to say.
It was at the All-Star break. It was coming out of the All-Star break. Yeah.
His grand prediction of 25-8-3 have finally, just like the Flames and a lot of other teams, been eliminated from contention of actually happening.
I can't do it?
Not unless you can go back and reverse two losses.
Can they change? I think I'm going to go back and talk to Gary.
Get him on the phone. I have his phone number if you'd like it. It's easily Googleable. You can find the...
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I don't think Gary's answering. I think he's probably in bed. He's kind of old, looking frail these days. I don't like the guy. It's almost 11 o'clock where he's from. So like he's been in bed for like 7 hours now.
Yeah.
Last week you predicted that we would go 3-0 and we have a shorthanded break and what was that?
Squirrel.
You predicted we would go 3-0, and we went 1 win, 2 losses.
Wasn't a good week.
It wasn't. But I don't think the I still don't think the sky is falling. Contrary to
what. No, me neither. I mean, am I concerned? Yeah, of course I'm concerned. It's the Canucks.
My biggest concern on it is who we're going to play. Like, if we end up having to play the Golden Knights or the Kings, I'm very concerned that it's going to be a very early exit from the playoffs.
I agree.
If we end up playing the Preds or any other team, there's a chance that we could that we'll be able to figure our poop out before having to play the teams that I'm scared of.
Make it by that first round and anything can happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, the best teams usually end up finding a way to get there.
Yeah.
It's very, 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 very rarely are you going to have a team that's an 8th seed making it all the way through. It does happen occasionally, but not likely.
It does. We've seen it.
I think once in the last 30 odd years.
Yeah, well, that's a good. I wonder what that stat would be.
I'm 99% confident that in at least the last 10 years, last 15 years, it's been once. It was the St. Louis.
Yes.
They could, but if you also look at it,
do it.
That would have been 2013. So maybe twice in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Cause that was the year they, that would have been 2009. The year they beat us, they were 8th seed and we were first seed and they beat us and went on to win. I don't remember. There's too many years that we were good and got beaten by the eventual Stanley Cup winner.
Yeah.
But moving on, it is time. We're still in the old man predicts segment. So,
do I still have to pick?
You still have you. This is the segment. You still have to pick. Ah. We're just not keeping track of the whole thing now.
Well, we got to
what we did the whole season.
My record.
What?
We still got to do the 16-10-3.
Oh, are we? Okay, I was just going to let you...
See how close we get.
All right. This week, I'm not going to include the game that's happening right now because it's unfair to put you on the seat when we're a period in.
We're going to win that. We're going to win this one.
I make no guarantees of that, the way we're playing with our third string goalie in. But we play the Kings, the Golden Noodles, and the Coyotes, who I can't even spell.
Coyotes. Coyotes. He's a coyotes, Jake.
I think you're adding a T in there. That's Coyotes.
The Coyotes.
Coyotes.
That's funny. I'm gonna say 2 wins, 1 loss.
2 wins, 1 loss. Who's the one loss gonna come to?
The Noodles.
I don't like that.
It's gonna be a freaking battle that game is going to be.
The next two games are going to be a battle.
Yeah.
Two games we need to come out and win. Not just win. We need to come out and play well.
Yes.
Even if we don't win, just playing well will make a huge difference in my belief in this team.
Exactly.
One last thing in the world of hockey is you've been slacking.
I haven't been slacking.
You made it your goal in like January that we were going to have Kevin BX on this show. And you did it. You were pretty consistent there for about a month and a half. And I've been waiting for you to bring it back up. And today I said, you know what? I'm making you goddamn accountable.
I didn't want to be accused of stalking Kevin.
Well, I mean, that's fair.
Look what happened with Louis.
I was just thinking that, actually. So.
Kevin. Yaxa. Lean in. Come in close, Kevin. We want you on the damn show!
Okay.
I think I blew out everybody's eardrums, but where did Jake go? We lost Jake again. Oh, no, he's over here. What are you doing?
Trust me, I'm trying to do a bit here. When you're trying to talk to the camera, like get people to come in close, make eye contact with the camera. So let's redo this again. And make eye contact with the camera and not look at the screen. No, not the screen, the camera. There you go. There you go. All right. Oh boy. Okay, now.
That was creepy. That was like super creepy. Kevin Bieksa, if you're seeing this, I've sent you many, many messages. You no reply. You're big timing us. Remember your roots. Call me.
I'm just going to throw this out. Are his roots father, son, irrational fan podcasts?
Huh?
Are his roots father, son, irrational fan podcasts?
No, but he started podcasting, and that's where people realized that he could talk.
That's where Sportsnet realized he could talk. And
right.
So I thought you thought his humble beginnings of a hockey player started on podcasts.
No, I was confused.
I was very confused there for a second. I was going
with the whole podcast thing. Jesus Christ, it's not funny if I have to explain it.
Well, I don't think it was funny. It was just confusing.
Whatever. Moving on.
Moving on into the CFL, the CFL world, the world of the CFL.
We got some marketing initiatives. Jake freaking went off on his own tangent.
Tangent? You're the one who just... I was pulling up the goddamn tweet, and here you are freaking going on like a crazy person.
He just went quiet. It's like, we're going to move to the CFL.
I knew you...
That's what they did.
I knew you wouldn't let the air go quiet for more than 30 seconds before you had to fill it in, so...
Goodness, I carry this show. Nine times out of ten, I'm carrying this damn show.
There's a such thing as like dramatic effects. You can use dead space to create dramatic effects. It might be helpful
for you to understand that. Or you just airspace because you freaking lost your train of thought.
No, I was pulling up the tweet because I have to run everything over here. So earlier this week, Farhan Lalji.
Yes.
Put out a tweet saying that he is hearing some rumblings of a new CFL marketing, what did he, initiative? Is that the word he used?
I think that's, I'm going to go back to his tweet.
You talk about it.
Well, no, I can go back to it because he replied to my comment on it. I've heard the, okay, so some guy named Chris tweeted out saying, hey, Farhan, you're in the know. Is there some kind of major marketing initiative coming from the CFL in May? A guy I know that's an executive on the Riders hinted at it. Nobody else has heard anything about it. Farhan replied, I've heard the same thing, the same, but no details. Always need to time the launch of these things around NHL playoffs. So what I did is I actually retweeted it. And I said, Farhan has confirmed that he has heard something as well. Interesting. Marketing from the CFL would be unique. And Farhan replied. And,
basically calling you out.
And called me old. Thanks, well, Farhan. You jerk.
Your tag is at oldmanhsp. So I think it's fair to know to go with he knows you're old.
So then Farhan says, the league does more than you think. Marketing is not just as obvious or traditional as us old folks remember it to be. Then I go on to try to get him to come on our show. Yes. And Danny, I think he's blocked me and there might be a restraining order in place, but I'm not
sure. You have a problem trying to stalk people.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything more regarding this?
No, I've tried to reach out to my insiders in the CFL, including the Stamps and people connected to the Riders, and nobody really has heard a whole lot of anything about what it is. I'm still trying to go back to Farhan's comment and figure out what the hell he's talking about with the CFL doing some type of marketing. Yeah, I guess I am old school, but I don't see the CFL doing a ton of marketing. The BC Lions have done a ton of marketing, and maybe that's what he's talking about.
But also, and they don't need to market to you.
True enough.
You're a diehard fan.
Yes.
They need to market to people younger than me. They need to be marketing to 10, 11, 12-year-olds to make them diehard fans from young kids.
They need to bring the families back to the game.
Yeah, but you can't, like, BC Lions have tried to, are doing their best to do it.
Yes.
With their cheap menus at a couple places and things like that. But it's expensive to bring a family of four, even a family of three, to a football game.
Yes.
The prices are exorbitant.
I'm going to go back. Jake and I went to the game here in Calgary.
Yep.
To one of the oldest arenas in the league. It's falling apart. It's literally falling apart. The seats, we had four seats, and two of the seats were wobbly. And I looked at I said, yeah, I guess they're not going to fix those because they're going to tear it down anyway. So they said, screw it, we're not fixing anything.
Those seats are intentionally wobbly.
Yes, because they come out.
Yes.
Yes, I know. But I was looking around. Like, you look at the stairs, the cement stairs, when you're walking down, they're all cracked. And it just looks old, is what
it
I'm
is
getting
old.
At,
it, right? It was made for, was it not completed for the Olympics, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
88. So my point is, we went for dinner before the game. Well, we went and had a beer and chicken wings. You can call that dinner. There was about six.
I couldn't call it dinner. It was
maybe eight wings, six wings, whatever it was. And the damn thing cost almost $100, including tip.
For two, just to be clear, two beer and two orders of wings. That's it. It's not like we went. It's not like we're hungover and that's why we're so out of it. No, we're just old and need sleep.
Yes.
Two beers. And two it's orders that. Of, to be fair, pretty decent chicken wings for what.
They were good chicken wings.
But not $25 worth of chicken wings.
No. No. And the beer was gross and it was $14.
I didn't think the beer was that gross. It was a typical hazy IPA from a
tap.
Place that doesn't know how to pour beer
or clean their lines, or I don't know.
Well, that's how they get the heroin beer. They don't clean their lines.
That's right. I forgot. Anyways, but you're right. It's not cheap anymore to take. It doesn't matter. I mean, hockey's has priced itself way out of the market. At least football is a lot less expensive than going to a hockey game, which is a nice thing.
But it's still expensive.
To
me, the marketing that they need to do is to just lower the prices of everything. That's the greatest marketing you can do.
Well, I mean, way back when we first moved here, we were able to take you and Amanda to games. Amanda very reluctantly. We had to bribe her with cotton candy. But if we hadn't done that, would you have become as big of a CFL fan as you are? Probably not, because you probably would have been watching more NFL with your friends.
Maybe, probably. It depends.
You grew up with the game because
we watched. It was. Fans. I was gonna say we watched the game every single.
It night. Was religion. It was a religious event in our house.
Yeah. So
it really was.
It's. And a lot of my friends, like a lot of my age, don't watch sports anymore. Like there's people will watch, but there's not diehard fans. People will watch it when it's on and when it's available and easy to find.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what this marketing initiative is maybe this is the announcement of the, of CFL Plus. They're streaming. Let me streaming, but then when is their network deal up? The end of this year, end of next year?
Oh, could be.
CFL Plus is going to be the new home where you don't have to have cable. You just stream it.
Yeah.
Right? If you go direct to consumer that way, you can either charge for it like Sportsnet does and get rid of all the commercials, or right, which then speeds up the games. Because you're not beholden to a network. Two, you can go for free and keep the advertisers in.
But the thing is, their TV has kept the CFL alive, right? Let's face it, without the TV deal, we probably don't have a CFL.
I don't disagree with you, but TSN doesn't have as much money as they did.
No, well,
10 years ago.
Because TV isn't as big as it was 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing that is getting bigger are the rights to live sports. Like, if you look at the amount of money that live sports go for, whether that is UFC, WWE, AEW, like pro wrestling, NBA, NHL, all of these have quadrupled or quintupled in size.
Yes.
Because it's the only thing that's getting people to buy TV packages.
Oh, without a doubt.
So maybe that's not the... Like, I'm just pulling at straws trying to grasp at what they're could be doing.
Yeah.
But maybe the renewal is going to Sportsnet, because from all signs, Sportsnet's not putting together a huge bid for hockey. It sounds like there's going to be a bunch of regionalized games again because it's too expensive. The amount of money that the NHL is going to want, it's going to take TSN, Rogers, and the government of Canada, CBC, to come together and work together on it.
Hmm.
So
it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. And I guess from what I'm reading, they're going to announce it
May-ish.
But what, like, he said something about the timing around the playoffs.
Always.
So what is, like, you want to announce it during the playoffs? Is that?
Yeah, because you're going to have a lot of eyes on sports. Your sports fans are going to be watching hockey every night. I was talking about it with a couple guys at work today. Playoff hockey, it doesn't matter who's playing. People are watching playoff hockey because of that.
True.
So you launch a huge campaign with advertising campaign. Let's just say traditional bog standard ads on TV. It's going to catch people's eye. Because enough, they're watching sports already.
Yeah.
It's also, and I know this from living with my mom for so many years, is she knew as a CFL fan and not a hockey fan at the time, she knew that when NHL playoffs started, the CFL season was starting soon.
True enough, right? Yeah.
It's as simple as maybe that's probably what they've been doing all this time. We don't notice it because, well, we know when the season's going to start. We already know that. We're diehard fans. We're going to be there. We already have the schedule. We know what games we want to go to.
True enough. True enough. Yeah.
Right. So where does that, is it just the fact that she, because we are diehards, including herself, like, so it was just built into her, or is that part of the marketing?
Could be.
But it'll be interesting to see what the CFL does. At least people are talking about it during the offseason. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. There's things happening in the CFL.
They're talking and about it.
People are talking about it, so we're going to talk about it.
Well, then, I mean, the, what are they calling it? The Touchdown Pacific?
Yep.
Sold out in less than an hour.
And they open up more tickets today.
Did you see what they were, though? Did you go online and see what they were? They're calling them Party Zone or VIP Zone. So there's nowhere to be. It's literally, if you can picture... The stadium has two bleachers this way.
Yep.
Right? And you got the field in the middle. Over here, there in the end zone, like off the end zone, is going to be the VIP section. Over on this end zone, off to the side, will be the party zone. And the party zone tickets are like $44.
But that's the atmosphere you want there.
Yeah.
You want it to be a party.
It should be cool to watch. It's going to be... It's going to be neat.
Which province gets a team first? Another team in BC or
no?
Another team out east?
It'll be out east. It'll have to be 100% out east. Batman was actually Batman.
Wrong sport.
Give me the name.
Randy Ambrosi.
Ambrosi was saying that they were interviewing him and... The I can't even say it anymore. The East Coast isn't dead yet. The Maritimes deal isn't dead yet. It's just gone quiet. What the fuck does that mean?
It's not dead. That means we haven't closed the book on it yet.
But he did bring up Montreal.
Quebec.
Sorry, not Montreal. Yeah, Quebec. As in probably Quebec City. Which would be a great place to put a team. Right?
So yeah, because then you'd like, I'm trying to think of rivalries though. You're kind of messing with all sorts of rivalries if you do that.
Well, Montreal doesn't really have a rivalry right now.
That's fair. I guess you get, but then, so then who does BC get? Like there's
BC's always, I mean, who's BC's rivalry? The BC has,
it would have to be like, the problem is there's already right now in the CFL, there's no geographical rival to BC.
No.
Because you've got Battle of Alberta and Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah.
You've got the Riders and the Bombers.
Battle of the Prairies.
Then you've got, if you add in Quebec City, instantly you'll have Quebec City versus Montreal.
And you got Toronto and Hamilton, the Battle of Ontario.
Oh, no. But you've also got the Battle of Ontario in Ottawa and Toronto.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I forgot about Ottawa. Wow.
So no matter what, you're really screwed with where you put a team.
Yeah.
You put it in Halifax. Cool. You've got Hamilton Halifax rivalry, but that takes like it. BC sucks for rivalries. I'm just gonna say it.
But really, I mean, who's Hamilton's rivalry? Toronto.
Yeah.
Then who's Ottawa's rivalry?
Toronto.
Yeah, like.
I mean, Ottawa also hates Montreal. Like Ottawa's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Ottawa's closer to Montreal, way closer to Montreal.
Yeah.
Like,
but right, ever, right, but like, Ottawa, right, but Ottawa hates Ontario.
Yeah.
Or Ottawa hates Toronto. Sorry, Ontario.
BC hasn't had a rivalry. I mean, for years it was Calgary. It seemed.
Yeah.
They just hated each other. Still do.
I was gonna say, even this past year, it kind of was brought back up, but Calgary wasn't that great. So
yeah, they weren't in. Yeah. Yeah.
But
anyway,
we've rambled on. Remember when I said this is going to be a shorter show?
It wasn't
a shorter show. It definitely wasn't. I wanted to try to wrap this up before the start of the second period, but we're already 3 minutes into the second period. So you beautiful people, have yourself a wonderful week. You can find us on Twitter at @HSB_pod.
Go Canucks, go.
You can find the crazy person at @OldManHSB. You can find me at @JStreams. And until next week, next Wednesday, you have yourselves a wonderful week. Mwah. And goodbye.
What's up?